Major EPA shakeup as Lee Zeldin rolls out next phase of structural reforms. By Jasmine Jordan on July 18, 2025. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin has launched a bold reorganization of the agency. Backed by a recent Supreme Court ruling that cleared legal barriers, the Trump administration is accelerating efforts to downsize the federal workforce and restore the EPA's core mission. The Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, announced Thursday the next phase of its internal overhaul, implementing a wide-ranging reorganization that consolidates offices and streamlines operations as part of the Trump administration's push to downsize the federal government and deliver on the promise of the Great American Comeback. These structural changes reinforce EPA's unwavering commitment to fulfill its statutory obligations and uphold fiscal responsibility, said EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin. By partnering our operations and mission support services, we can deliver results for American communities while remaining good stewards of taxpayer dollars. The changes include the creation of a new Office of Finance and Administration, combining the Office of the Chief Financial Officer and the Office of Mission Support into a single entity tasked with managing contracts, grants, personnel, and facilities. According to the agency, the goal is to eliminate inefficiencies and improve coordination with Congress and oversight bodies. The reorganization follows a recent Supreme Court ruling that authorized the Trump administration to proceed with mass layoffs and reorganizations across the federal workforce. Zeldin's overhaul also targets the Office of Enforcement and Compliance Assurance, with adjustments meant to realign enforcement priorities around the law and economic prosperity. The Office of Land and Emergency Management, which oversees the Superfund program, is being adjusted to improve the agency's emergency response, contamination prevention, and land cleanup efforts. The restructuring builds on Phase 1 of Zeldin's reorganization plan, which created a first-of-its-kind Office of State Air Partnerships, revamped water oversight to better align with science, and redirected resources toward reducing the Biden-era chemical and pesticide approval backlog. Back in May, the EPA unveiled a broader reorganization plan that Administrator Lee Zeldin said would eliminate the agency's prior focus on ideological pursuits and save taxpayers at least $300 million annually by cutting waste and boosting efficiency. The savings come in part from shutting down the Biden-era environmental justice and DEI branches, cutting 280 staff, relocating another 175, and streamlining chemical and pesticide reviews that had ballooned in recent years. This latest action comes just months after Zeldin shuttered the EPA's multi-million-dollar museum, a Biden-era project that promoted climate activism and DEI ideology while drawing just 2,000 outside visitors in 9 months. Zeldin has also put 144 rogue employees on leave and launched an internal investigation into staffers accused of undermining the Trump administration's energy agenda. In an exclusive Breitbart Fight Club roundtable, Zeldin outlined the scale of the administration's efforts, describing it as the largest deregulatory action in U.S. history and pledging to follow through on the agenda voters endorsed. Zeldin stated the agency has already canceled over $22 billion in contracts, including environmental justice grants and DEI initiatives, and is doubling down on clean air, water, and energy dominance, which he describes as the pillars of the EPA's return to its core mission.